WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Their only meeting, we believe, during the month of August. Joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat Leroux. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
And was it the only meeting in the month?
It is. It will be the only meeting of the month, yes.
Fantastic. Okay. Give us some of the highlights.
Sure. We had fairly full agenda. First, we started off with Closes Brook LLC, 65 John Street. It's a new single-family dwelling with a number of accessory items, houses, pools, tennis courts, etc. Commission was concerned about the amount of earthwork here. It's a large site, but again, it's a large project. Applicant came back and clarified the area of work and what was needed and what is superfluous was sort of cut out, and they were able to tighten up the building envelope. So commission was happy with those edits and approved it with modifications. Living Hope Community Church in Old Greenwich was postponed, so that was not talked about or decided last night. Then we had the Wright House at 160 John Street, another home, a large estate that's been adding various items, pools, pergolas, parking areas for this house has a large horse contingency, so paddocks and barns and all the like. This one was pretty straightforward, fixing up the site and getting some of these additions on, and was also approved with modifications. And then we moved to Berkeley Insurance Company, who's looking to redevelop properties, I should say, down the street from their location at 475 Steamboat Road. This is the property on the south side of Davenport and the west side of Steamboat Road. This has been before the commission before. This is the third iteration, perhaps, at least the third discussion with a different plan. They've shrunk the footprint of the building from the prior iterations, if people are familiar. Last time it was an L shape. This is more of a rectangular building. The issue here is about nonconformities, and the site is grossly nonconforming with a number of areas. It was developed before our current regulations, and current regulations now have stricter standards when it comes to setbacks and height and building coverage and those type of things, and floor area ratio. Applicant here is trying to demolish all the structures and amalgamate them and reconstitute a new building amongst those five lots, so 5-to-1 lots, and build a large building there that more or less is at or less than the current conglomeration of buildings when it comes to the amount of floor area and coverage, but does not meet the regulations as if it was a new lot. And that's a heavy lift for the commission. They're tasked with obviously reducing nonconformities when it comes to zoning. But then the question is this expanding that, or is it keeping the status quo or an improvement? So a lot of discussion about those sort of legal gymnastics. No decision last night. There was a couple of wants and wishes that the commission wanted to have, mostly relating to how much parking they have and some of the health and safety issues like the fire department and traffic. The driveways and their locations on those streets are pretty critical, and we've got some good comments from our experts, and the applicant's going to take those to heart and try to address everything. So to be continued on that one. Then we got to TCS Realty, which is 75 East Putnam Avenue. This is our Toyota dealership in Cots Cobb. This is a map amendment or a zoning line change and a site plan special permit. Lighting was the topic of the evening last night over here. The property has a large inventory area in the back. It's been a problem for a number of, I think probably at this point, decades, where the lights are on all night. They are pointed in a direction that can be seen all the way to Laughlin Park in some instances. The applicant is absolutely trying to address it. The commission and the neighbors just wanted to make sure, well, one, they wanted to make sure that their concerns of the current condition were heard, but also that the proposal needs to address those wholly and completely and not continue or just be better than it was yesterday. It needs to be, you know, pretty darn perfect for the commission, I think, to maybe ingratiate themselves to this, but also the neighborhood is really asking for some help to, you know, cut down on the light pollution and the intrusion in their neighborhood. The applicant was receptive to that, so it wasn't an MS sort of situation. It was a little bit of venting for old wounds, but then obviously talking about the new idea and how it's going to be better than the old, and it was received somewhat well, and they'll come back addressing some of the outstanding issues, and hopefully we'll talk about it at a meeting in September. Number seven was Eagleview Holding. This is 1165 King Street. Currently, this is Greenwich Woods. This application was just discussed last year as well as an 830G application. Then it was a 215 apartment complex. Now it's 170. Site is extremely unique in Greenwich because it has sewer connection and an agreement with the County of Westchester for its wastewater. And that agreement ends in 2064, so 39 years from today. As you probably all know, 830G applications, there's a 40-year period for the affordable units to be in effect, and then after that they become all market rate. Commission was charged in 830Gs to protect public health and safety and determine if that is greater than the need for affordable housing. Concern here, as it was last time, is what happens when the pipe runs dry or gets shut off, what happens to the residents in the project. Applicant has suggested that they can replace the system with an on-site wastewater treatment plant. It's a complex issue. Project is taking a number of trees. It's on King Street, where not significant traffic, but you know, good amount of traffic, and the sewer issue is a major concern because we're not really from, you know, this is a one off of situations that we usually deal with. Usually, you have the service, or you have a septic system, or you don't. This is sort of one foot in both ends. Obviously, any property owner would take great care to make sure that they have those services continued, and they are working with Westchester County to extend that agreement, but we don't have that in hand right now. So a lot of questions about the what-ifs and whatnots, and that was left open and will be discussed at, obviously, a meeting later on. Then we had 15 and 17 Upper Cross, another large home that is also building a indoor athletic facility or accessory building, and small changes to the site, really not of much issue to the commission. Applicant did a great job and was approved with modifications. Then we had three discussion items. First was the Greenwich Christian Preschool is looking to relocate from their site in Koskob at the Greenwich Baptist Church on Indian Rock and moving to 1338 King Street, which is Harvest Time Church. The church was built about 10 years ago, more than that maybe now, with a school in it, has not used it for daycare purposes. Seems like a very nice fit. The number of students that they're approved for and the number of students that are going to the Christian preschool are at that number or less than. So not a big issue there. So they'll hopefully come back to staff with some plans and get approved for their new location to operate there. Then we talked about 18 Simmons Lane. This is a house of somewhat notorious history of zoning approvals or zoning discussions, I should say. Stately house on a private road, and it's going away, unfortunately, but it's being replaced with a larger home, and this is the first time we've seen the new iteration. There's been a few of these over the last couple of years, so this is the latest, and nothing really of note except just interesting that it's sort of a one-floor living on a large lot, so not typical for Greenwich or the East Coast, over West Coast design, but nothing of real note there. And then lastly, we had 116 Hillcrest Park Road. This is a property that straddles two zones, the R12 and the one-acre zone, the RA1, in Old Greenwich. And a homeowner there is looking to put their property in one zone or the other, preferably in the R12 zone, which is a smaller lot zone, and possibly develop it as multiple lots. That's a big, tall ask for the commission. They don't generally want to move boundaries if there's no reason for it. The applicant was expressing their point of view. The commission wants to make sure that they understand all the wants and needs that they're trying to express and see if they can ingratiate themselves to the idea of moving the line. Big issue here is the lot has one skinny piece of land that connects it to the road, so access is going to be paramount. Also, there appears to be a lot of wetlands in the area, so the prospect of redevelopment into two or more lots may be limited with the natural features that are around there. And that was the end of our meeting.
All right. And so you take a deep breath and get ready for September, right?
Yep.
Three meetings
in September, so that's good and bad, but at least we get a few weeks off. The commission at least gets a few weeks off to recreate and relax. So,
all right. You planning on going anywhere?
I've already taken my vacation this summer, so I'll enjoy the lack of evening meetings and get some stuff done in the office. But, yeah, thank you.
All right, good. Boy, they only give you 1 week off. Huh? Oh, boy, that's terrible.
No, I shouldn't say that. Mine just happened to be recent, that's all.
I'm just kidding. All right, well, Pat, we're going to book you for the year 2064 when Greenwich Woods will revert to market rate housing, right?
I hope to be here, hopefully maybe not working, but yes, I hopefully work here.
We'll both be in wheelchairs at that point. All right.
Yeah, we'll have a good talk then. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Have a great rest of your summer. We'll talk in September.
Thank you, Tony.
That is Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, with the recap of last night's PNZ meeting.